Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, does anybody here like hip-hop music?
Yeah.
If you like hip-hop music, make some noise.
Yeah!
Okay, make some noise if you like dubstep.
Yeah. Alright!
And finally, make some noise if you like drum and bass.
Yeah!
You know, great, let's go. Just want to let you know, we are in London, and if you do that something, you can make noise. If you don't, you can make noise. Hip-hop.
If you wanna hear it, then pump up the volume.
Claudia clearly and frankly set out the reasons why a closer relationship between them was impossible. She was not a lesbian. There was a significant age difference, Luz being more than 25 years older. And finally, their political convictions were deeply dissimilar, if not diametrically opposed. "We are mortal enemies," said Claudia, sadly. This affirmation seemed to interest Luz. Sexual preference was a triviality, she felt, in a case of love, and age was an illusion. But she was intrigued by the idea of being mortal enemies. "Why? Because I'm a Trotskyite and you're a fascist shit," said Claudia. Luz ignored the insult and laughed. "There's no way around that?" she asked, desperately lovesick. "No, there's not," said Claudia.
Late Night Antithesis Radio, of course, brought to you by Literary Underground. You guys are listening to DBTCR-FM. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is close to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. No Sunday choir tonight, no pulpit parties, but we do got some all-stars. Got some great shit. I don't know. We got some good things going on. Got Washed Out, War, DJ Food, Tommy Guerrero is back, Little People, Charles Wright, Little Daniel Johnston, and of course at the beginning of the show you guys actually heard Fantagram with Turning Into Stone, which I think is kind of an apropos song to play for the night, because this will be the death of Fantagram and the death of, Daniel Johnston, the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Yeah, we're going to kill him off tonight. Killing off all our idols. And we're going to start with these two guys. Fantagram, Daniel Johnston. We'll get into more of that later. Right now, I'm going to play the Heptones, actually. Start things off kind of smooth, you know. Just before you start butchering your idols, you want to start things off really, really smooth. And, yeah, that's what we're going to try to do. This is the Heptones. Name of this song is Bagaboo. Number to call in, of course, is 805-856-2808.
I'm
In September 1976, bursting with love, Luz leapt into her Alfa Romeo and sped off to Rosario. She wanted to tell Claudia she was willing to change, that in fact, she was already changing. She arrived to find Claudia's parents in a desperate state. A group of strangers had kidnapped the young poet. Luz moved heaven and earth, mobilized her friends and her connections, and then used those of her mother, her elder brother, and finally Juan's connections too, all in vain. Claudia's friend said the army had taken her. Luz refused to believe anything and waited. 2 months later, Claudia's body was found in a garbage dump in the north of Rosario. The next day, Luz set off for Buenos Aires in her Alfa Romeo. Halfway there, she crashed into a gas station. The explosion was considerable.
Bagaboo. B-A-G-A-boo. By the Heptones, rock steady trio from Kingston, once known as the Hep Ones. Really, really dig those cats. And hope you guys enjoyed that. If not, we got some other shit boiling. I do want to take a moment to say what's up, everybody, in the chat room. I see that Miss Lynn Alexander is there. Hello, Lynn Alexander. Great to see you there. And she actually just had a great interview with her about the process of doing book reviews. I read that. Found it pretty interesting. So you guys should check that out. Look up Lynn Alexander on Facebook. Check that out. Yeah, I see you waving, Lynn Alexander. Hello. Where are we going to go from here? What we got? No, man. War. War. That's right. War. You guys may be familiar with War. A little song called Lowrider. Maybe you're familiar with that. Yeah, this is a different song. The song is entitled Slippin' Into Darkness. I feel like that sometimes, but, you know. That's why we got Draconian Vampire Tones. That's where they sit. They sit in darkness. That's what we're going to do. War, Slippin' Into Darkness, right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Mickey Flash Metro. Hey, we'll be right back. Fucking hails, yeah. I don't know, man. I really dug that track. It's really good shit. I don't know. Oh, I did want to see... I did want to say that Zygote My Coffee has joined us in the chat room. Hello, Mr. Brian Fugate. Everybody be sure to come back, I believe, Thursday night or Friday night. I'm not sure. Mr. Brian maybe can call in and correct me if I'm wrong. But it's this week, Zygote My Radio. You guys can actually check it out. Type it into the search bar on Facebook, you'll see it. Yeah, that's right. That guy. I agree, Lena Alexander. I agree. That guy. Woo! That guy and his hamster. Let's keep it rolling, man. Let's keep it rolling. Washed Out is the name of the band, or the DJ, actually. It's a MySpace music celebrity, I guess. I don't know. Like that's kind of lame, but whatever. Washed Out, Within and Without. This guy actually got to start like posting shit on MySpace, and today's doing soundtracks for shows like Portlandia, and this song entitled Within and Without right here, Premiere Draconian Vampire Tunnel. We'll be right back.
As a young man, Salvatico advocated, among other things, the reestablishment of the Inquisition, corporal punishment in public, a permanent war against the Chileans, the Paraguayans, or the Bolivians as a kind of gymnastics for the nation, polygamy, the extermination of the Indians to prevent further contamination of the Argentinian race, curtailing the rights of any citizen with Jewish blood, a massive influx of migrants from the Scandinavian countries in order to effect a progressive lightening of the national skin color, darkened by years of promiscuity with the indigenous population, lifelong writers' grants, the abolition of tax on artist income, the creation of the largest air force in South America, the colonization of Antarctica, and the building of new cities in Patagonia. He was a soccer player and a futurist. He died in an old age home in Villa Luro, his worldly possessions consisting of a single suitcase full of books and unpublished manuscripts. His books were never republished. His manuscripts were probably thrown out with the trash or burned by the orderlies.
Your Project U news feed for, August 21st and 22nd of 2012, brought to you, of course, by Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire tunnel information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinets and Zygote and my radio. Today's news feed is actually about Unlikely Stories, Episode 4, the new AV August issue. Just released recently. You guys can go to www.unlikelystories.org and check that out. Please go by there. Check out six paintings by Eric White. I highly, highly, highly recommend that. As well as two audio poems by Ira Cohen, Beer Mystic, Last Day on Earth, which is a video story by Bart Plantenga, and, of course, more movies as well, and lots of other great stuff. Unlikely Stories, check it out, episode 4. Also did want to mention that the Zygote MI radio show will be on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where the subject will be monogamy, marriage, and infidelity in the age of the internet. And of course that'll be starring Michael Gosinski, Misty Rainwater Lights, and I also believe Brian Fuge. Yeah, why not? Sure. So, that's what's going on there. I think we're going to play one more track, and then we got a caller on the line. I'm going to play this this next track. This is Roy Budd, Getting Nowhere in a Hurry. It's actually, you guys might recognize this from the Get Carter soundtrack. Not the one with Stallone, the other one. But yes, Roy Budd, Getting Nowhere in a Hurry, coming up next, right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel, is closed for repairs. Remember to call in, of course, 805-856-2808.
Hey, everybody. This is Marty Rifles, your righteous communist preacher. I wanted to mention that I'm on my way to Tampa, Florida now, where I'll be keeping a journal of all of my exploits in this little black book. I'll be there with Occupy, staying there. The Green Party is taking me from Philadelphia. My good friend, the chairman of the Green Party of Philadelphia, Vivek Ananda, they call him the watermelon because he's green on the outside but red on the inside. Anyway, so we'll be having a good time there. I'll probably be trolling and what have you. But at the Maine, I'll be there for the Republican National Convention where we'll be, I guess, protesting that. Hopefully I'll get a good opportunity or two to talk to people. I'll make some videos if I can. We'll see what happens. But I would want to share some candid thoughts on the Occupy movement and revolution in America in general, since that's what I'm on the way to do, more or less. See, the Republican Party is, of course, the more reactionary of the two wings of the Democrat-Republican Party. It's all one thing. They're all representing one main interest, and that's the stability of the capitalist system. The capitalist system, of course, the system that exploits all of us daily, that asks for us to be responsible and get jobs that we're paid $9 an hour, and our bills can barely be met with those wages. But we're here to say, with the Occupy movement, it seems that Wall Street and the bankers and the government and all these, all the facets of the capitalist system oppress us and oppress the world. See, we have our own forms of oppression and repression, and we're experiencing the recession and depression economically, but around the world, the situation is far more grave. 40,000 children are starving to death every day in the third world, while this government spends somewhere up to the tune of $400 million a year for farmers not to grow corn in order to stabilize the world prices. So we can be very proud of America all we want to, all the achievements that it's made and not made, but at the end of the day, while we've been talking all about this American dream, I think George Carlin hit the nail on the head when he said that you have to be asleep to believe it. See, that's why they call it a dream. Malcolm X said we haven't experienced the American dream, only the American nightmare. Perhaps no longer the case as much these days. You have a black president, therefore what the white man's trying to tell you is that if you act like him and you do exactly like this good Negro does, then you can be anywhere you want to go. You can achieve anything you want to achieve. There are no barriers anymore. It's only in your head. Well, Malcolm X told you to think, to remember, to keep a record in your own mind and with your own family of what America's done to you. And if you don't remember what America's done to you, you can open up any history book. Although I will say, a good friend of mine from Minnesota, he just told me about a History Channel documentary where they didn't even talk about, they said Thanksgiving happened, you know, and the natives were so happy we were here, and yeah, there were some problems, but mainly Thanksgiving, you know, mainly we were happy and everything was okay. So if that's the history you want to remember, then I hope you're comfortable with lying to yourself, because that's what you're doing. And if you don't want to lie to yourself, then you're going to have to face some inconvenient truths, as Al Gore might put it. But on the main, I just want to speak about Occupy, and then I want to cut this off. I don't have much time, and the longer I make a video, the longer it's going to take me to upload it. But in the main, Occupy is not complete. Occupy is not saying everything that needs to be said. We know that. There's always going to be problems, especially if you're trying to make a mass movement in America. You see, when the government and the corporations are paying us and giving us all these benefits, we're reticent to criticize. We're scared. We don't want to lose our food stamps. We don't want to lose our jobs. We don't want to get less pay. We don't want to be passed up for a promotion because we were involved in something radical or we said something radical. But at the end of the day, if the Bible is any indication to us, I'm a preacher, I should speak about the Bible a little bit, shouldn't I? You know, it's an uncomfortable thing because we don't want to talk about what the Lord says. But, you know, it says that those who are godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, and they will say all manner of things against you, all manner of things to revile you and to put you into a category. But at the end of the day, we have to still be truthful. We have to still stand up for what's right, regardless of what benefits we're going to get or what benefits we might lose and what risks we might take. Because if we're not being persecuted, you have to ask yourself why. I've got my credentials. What about you? Now, we are going to be in the middle of a police blockade of some kind. You know, they're going to encircle us. You know, it's going to be hectic. It's going to be dangerous, and it might even be violent. I don't know. I'm not there for that. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And I know for certain that being there and being in that encampment and being part of that movement is a good thing overall. It can't be doing any damage to my soul, I can tell you that. Sitting at home and playing video games or watching TV, I don't think you're doing much for your soul. I don't think God's going to reflect as favorably on those who sat on the sidelines or who sat in the foreground and watched it all go down and still criticized and didn't become part of something greater than themselves. So that's my criticism. I'm not saying that you're damned if you haven't done anything yet. You still have plenty of time left in your life, whether it's the next couple of hours, the next couple of years. I think you have time to get something important accomplished. But it doesn't have to be Occupy. In fact, in many ways, Occupy is, like I said, incomplete. So there's levels to it. There's other work you could be doing that's more valuable, but you have to be doing something. In times like these, we're in the year 2012. So many people thought the world was going to end, and I know plenty of us, including myself, you know, spent that New Year's change of date and didn't even care. We didn't even recognize it as an important event. It wasn't relevant to our conditions. But if it had been, where would we be? If it had been, who would we be? So I leave you with those thoughts, and of course, I don't necessarily believe Occupy is going to lead to the next American Revolution. But baby steps, baby steps, everything's about baby steps. I hope you've enjoyed my little video presentation here. You'll probably hear some of those words again in other sermons as I come to speak in Philadelphia as the church opens up soon. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a great weekend and week, and then Labor Day is coming up. I don't know if I'll get a chance to talk to you all again before then, but if I don't, then have yourself a good time. I'm going to be having a barbecue in Ohio, so if anyone's going to be in Tampa for the following week or in Ohio in about 2 weeks, then hit me up because, you know, we can all chill and whatnot. So, all right, peace be upon you, everybody. Have a good one.
Probably hear that on the Get Carter movie soundtrack. Another movie composer that I really enjoy. Same league as, you know, people like Riz Ortolani and whatnot. I got a caller, actually, which I believe, I don't know, this could be a person from the Asian continent. Are you from Asia, dude?
Wow,
oh, hello.
What's on Chungwa?
I'm
Nihao. Nihao, what a pong yo. Nihao, what a pong yo. Shamashaho.
Are you calling me a motherfucker right now in Chinese or something?
Boo. I'm a girlfriend.
I don't have any barbecue.
Xiao Zhen.
Oh man,
Watcha, Jen, finally.
Rock show. Yeah, I cut rock show.
Watcha.
Rock show. Rock lobster?
Hello.
Hello.
No. Hello. No.
Hello. Not
no.
Rock lobster. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I was possessed by the ghost of a 60-year-old Chinese woman.
I gotta say, that dude sounds pretty
sometimes
cool.
She's no, man, it's not cool at all, man. She possesses me sometimes. Like, I'll just be in my apartment, and all of a sudden, I'll just be possessed by the ghost of a 60-year-old Chinese woman. I'll start speaking Chinese. I'm wearing a triangle hat and just doing really weird things and doing Tai Chi and singing strange songs. And then I'll wake up and I'll look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, that
happens a lot.
You need to get rid of that Ouija board, dude. I'm telling you, that shit's going to cause you nothing but trouble in the future. I can only see it.
I know, man, but I wanna talk to John Cheever. I've been trying to reach John Cheever for a long time. I just can't, and I'm really upset about it. So hopefully one of these days I will, and if I can finally talk to him, maybe I can put away the Ouija board.
Okay. Well, you know, if you need support groups or, you know, interventions, don't come to me about that stuff. I'm going to make you... I think you should sweat it out. No, you should totally sweat it out. You sweat it out hard, and you should just go cold turkey. Like, eat cold turkey sandwiches and everything, man. Straight up.
Like, I can't get turkey here, man. They don't have turkey.
Are you for real?
Mayo, huachi boo, mayo.
No mayo
come
either,
on, man.
Man. Well, I don't care about that.
Nah, there's mayo, but there's mayo. Mayo that.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. But I hear you, man. I'll think about that. I appreciate your advice.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice of you to provide such advice.
You know what?
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, sir. That's what friends are for. You know what's actually good for getting rid of your Ouija board, and if you have, you know, problems with that, is turtle soup. I've actually heard it's pretty good. You ever?
Yeah, dude. I can get like fresh turtles. They have this market where they sell lots of turtles. They have big fucking crates of turtles, live turtles. You can just buy them. I can make a turtle bath. A bath that's full of turtles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I actually got some turtle soup right here. It's actually the name of the next song. It's Turtle Soup. Yes, sir. Name of this track is Turtle Soup. And this is, you know what? I don't know. You may have heard this dude before. Maybe not. This is DJ Foo. This is actually four DJs. I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that when we come back. But Turtle Soup, DJ Foo, right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. We got 13 minutes left of live streaming. I'm going to call in, of course, 805-856-2808.
1963, while he was working on the sixth volume, his siblings and nephews were obliged to have him interned again in the clinic, where he remained until 1970. He never resumed his writing. Death took him by surprise 7 years later in his comfortable apartment of the Leblon neighborhood of Rio, as he listened to a record by the Argentinian composer Tito Vasquez and looked out the window at the night falling over the city, passing cars, people chatting on the sidewalks, lights coming on and going out, and windows being closed.
Bachi by Tommy Guerrero. Tommy Guerrero, of course, former pro skater. And before that, you guys heard Turtle Soup by DJ Food, which I mentioned that was actually four DJs.
guys. It's actually two pairs. So I guess I was a little bit wrong about that. But it's the duos of Cold Cut and Ninja Tune, which Cold Cut being Matt Black and Jonathan. And, of course, Ninja Tune being PC is Strictly Kev. Really great duo. They've been around since 94 and started out just making, you know, old school breaking beats for, you know, DJs around the area. It's fucking dope ass shit. What do you think, Nuwamba? Will that curb your appetite for Ouija board, sir? A little DJ food? Sort of soup?
I don't know, man. I don't think anything will curb my appetite for Ouija boards, but I did like the track. Pretty funky.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty chill.
Yeah. That's all we asked for.
I enjoyed it.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Since you are here, sir, I did want to go ahead and mention that you guys can go to the Meth Lab at methlab1234.blogspot.com and check out latest stuff going on there by Yossarian Hunter. We also got Crocodile. Phallic Delicacies. We also have Tim Murray's Male Torme Nightmare and Spider Legs, I think. And we also have Parasitic Hand Guides for Successful Employment with Aurora Kill Poet and Bud Smith. Great shit going on there, man. I don't know. What do you think?
Hell yeah, dude. It's fucking just popping off.
Hell yeah. Hells yeah, man. Go to the Meth Lab. Check it out. We got 1 minute left of the live streaming, of course. Do you have something you want to share with us, Mr. Nuwamba, sir?
You know, actually, I do have this one piece. It's not by me. It's by somebody else. Somebody I don't even really know, but I liked it, so maybe I'll read it. It's by some fellow from New York named Kwame Ivory. It was in Smashed Cat magazine, smashedcat.com, and I'm going to read it. It's called Why Kristen Misses Push and Turn. Why Kristen Misses Push and Turn. The bottle of pills wouldn't open, no matter how hard Kristen pressed and tried to twist off the top. The bottle of pills wouldn't open. Knowing she was doing it right, but thinking maybe she was doing it wrong, she looked more closely at the instruction imprinted on the bottle's white top, and she wasn't prepared for what she saw. Instead of the usual push and turn, the instruction read, "Smack your fifth grade teacher." Kristen called the pharmacist and asked him if it was a joke. "No," the pharmacist said. "The only way to open it is by smacking your fifth grade teacher." "What happened to push and turn?" Kristen asked. "There were some complaints about it," the pharmacist said, "so the instruction was changed to smack your fifth grade teacher. People think it's easier and they like it more." "Well, I don't like it," Kristen said. "Really?" The pharmacist sounded very surprised. "You're the first one to complain about it." Kristen hung up and tried to remember who her fifth grade teacher was. Miss Chambers. Yeah, that was her name. She hadn't thought about Miss Chambers since her last day of fifth grade 22 years ago. She tried to remember if Miss Chambers had been nice or not, and she remembered that Miss Chambers had not only been nice, but very patient, too, with a comforting smile. Certainly not someone Kristen wanted to smack, but Kristen really needed this medication, so she decided to search for Miss Chambers so she could smack her. Facebook led to an email address, which led to an actual address. Miss Chambers, now 81 years old, was living in a retirement home in Oregon. By the time Kristen finished the four-day drive, she was so weak and in such dire need for the medication that it took nearly every muscle in her body to make her smile when she greeted Mrs. Chambers. Miss Chambers looked pretty much the same, only grayer and more wrinkled. She hugged Kristen and touched her face and said, "Oh, yes, I remember you now. You're still just as beautiful as you were all those years ago." By now, about half a dozen of Miss Chambers' fellow elderly residents had gathered around as Miss Chambers put her frail hand on Kristen's arm and introduced her to them. "Girls, this is Kristen Ghazari. I was her fifth grade teacher, and she was one of my favorite students. She was one of the sweetest, prettiest, smartest kids I'd ever had the pleasure of teaching." As Miss Chambers talked, Kristen waited for an opening where she could smack her, but an opening like that didn't quite present itself. She took a deep breath and interrupted Miss Chambers. And I can honestly say Miss Chambers here was the best teacher I ever had. They sure don't make them like this woman anymore. And when she said, like this woman anymore, she lightly tapped Miss Chambers' face with the tip of her fingers, hoping that qualified as a smack. Miss Chambers and the other elderly residents laughed. You're right, Susan, one of Miss Chambers' elderly friends said. She's so sweet and beautiful. As Miss Chambers and her friend continued to gush over Christian said, could you all excuse me for a minute? I'll be right back. Christian rushed to the bathroom, took out the bottle of pills, and tried to twist off the cap, but the cap still wouldn't budge. Apparently the smack she'd given Miss Chambers wasn't smacky enough. Christian started to panic. Her condition was making her weaker and weaker by the second. She really, really needed this medication. Her face glazed with sweat. Christian forced a smile and rejoined Miss Chambers and Miss Chambers' friends in the lounge. They all sat down, with Christian standing right next to Miss Chambers. As Miss Chambers finally told her enraptured friends about a daffodil that Christian had made for her in arts and crafts, Kristen closed her eyes, took a deep breath, then opened her eyes, turned to Miss Chambers, drew back her hand as far as it could go, and with all the strength she could muster, and even more than that, she hauled off and smacked Miss Chambers in the face so hard that Miss Chambers' eyeglasses and dentures flew 14 feet across the room. Palming her face, Miss Chambers gave Kristen a shocked, confused, toothless gape. Meanwhile, Miss Chambers' six elderly female friends tackled Kristen, threw her to the floor, and proceeded to kick her, stomp her, spit on her, and throw a coffee table on her. When the beating was over, Kristen pulled herself from the floor. Through broken teeth, she told the still stunned Miss Chambers, nice seeing you again, and sorry. Then she staggered out of the retirement home. In her car, Kristen yanked out the bottle of pills and twisted the top, which cooperatively popped right off. She quickly downed her usual dosage, then headed back home. And that's all that.
Getting beat down by some fucking geriatric. Wow, bro. Shit. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that's a classic, man. I really, really, really enjoy that one. And yeah, man, SmashCat.com. They really do some fucking weird and interesting stuff. They're affiliated with this other site I like, WeirdYear.com, that also publishes just very strange and different and unique, you know, kind of flash fiction and poetry sort of stuff that you just don't really find a lot of other places. So, yeah, man, really dig those sites. I just really dug this piece. And, you know, I mean, think about that. Like, if you had to actually track down and smack your fifth grade teacher to the medication, man, fuck, that'd be rough, dude.
Yeah, man, that's a hard. I to be honest with you, Mrs. Graham, in South Central Kentucky, you know who you are. You would probably be the one I'd be smacking for reals. But I don't know. And that's just because I like her so much, man. It's like a sign. It's like telling motherfuckers like you, like fuck you. You know, it's a sign of it's a sign of endearment, sir.
And does it have to be on the face?
No.
Also, I mean, does it have to be the face? That's the thing. Like, you can smack her on the ass, maybe, you know?
I don't know about that.
That would be a lot more pleasant.
I don't know.
I think that would be a lot nicer. That would be a lot nicer. I would rather be slapped in the ass than on the face, me personally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought about giving her, like, an awkward tap on the foot. How about that? No?
Yeah, but if you have to smack, if the directions say that you must smack somebody, I mean, you know, you got to really smack.
Shit. Well, smacking teachers aside, you know, that brings us into our next DJ band. Really dug that piece, man. Before I even move any forward, dude, let's go ahead and mention it. Can you tell everybody what's happening next Tuesday in place of Draconian Vampire Tunnel?
Yeah, man, there will be a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a gathering, and hopefully people will show up to the gathering. But it will be
It will be a Mouth Lab gathering, and we have some very special people invited. I will be inviting E.S. Nguyen, who's the editor in charge of Smash Cat. He'll come. And I will be inviting several other people, and hopefully they will come, and we will have a Meth Lab show, and we will read some stuff, we will talk, and hopefully there will be some fireworks, maybe a cage fight or two, which is what I'm really hoping.
Oh, shit. See, we need cage fights in the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. That's what we need. Cage fights. That's what we're missing here, man.
I love cage fights, involving 2x4s especially.
Yeah. I agree, sir. I don't know. Cage fights, backyard brawls, as long as it's not backyard wrestling, that shit's just way lame. I just can't get into that shit. I used to know a guy that... You know what? Never mind. That's another story. It's another story for another time. We're going to go into our next track. You guys, be sure to come by next week. What time is that? Murphy Clan? Or... Not Murphy Clamrod, I'm sorry. Iwamba.
You call me Murphy Clamrod?
No, man,
what
no.
do I look like? Some 6'5" fucking fat
you
dude
were talking
from
about cage
New
fights.
Hampshire? Come on, man.
We were talking about cage fights, man. Made my brain split.
I hope Murphy Clamrod comes by for a cage fight. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I would love to see it. Last time I saw Murphy Clamrod, it was in Hong Kong, and he was running down the street and attacking Chinese people. So
yeah,
hopefully, like this time, it'll be different.
Yeah.
But anyway, what time is that? I don't know what time that's gonna be. Isn't it? I think 11 Eastern.
Yeah.
11 Eastern. Yeah.
No, it'll be 11 o'clock Eastern. That will be 8 o'clock Pacific. I think 9 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meth Lab Radio. Yeah. Let's go into Little People. It's the name of the band, the DJ, the artist. Fisticuffs at Dawn. It's the name of the track. You guys listen to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Yeah, we'll be